final score of 212 to 13 points. The last time you were with me, it was 211 to 8 or to 7 points. And to be fair to St. Noel's, they had a rally in final quarter through points from Stephen Griffin, Pather Morgan three times, Stephen Griffin again from a free, and then their cornerback John Rowe coming up to kick their 13 point in the last minute of the game. The only score from Glenswilly in that period came from their impressive sub, Gary Kelly, last year's county minor, who came into the field and linked up well with Michael Murphy before cutting in off the wing and putting it over with his right foot to make it 212 to 11 at that stage. And St. Noel's came back to kick two late scores. So Glenswilly exact some sort of revenge for last year's defeat, where they were beaten by a point, 110 to 12 points. And they'll be happy now after getting a good result last week against Niamh Connell and coming down here and taking the spoils on a final scoreline of 13 points to 212. Glenswilly were the better team throughout the game. So there were Michael Murphy, who's been marked by his county colleague Brendan McCall, obviously had his influence on the game, but there were a lot of other factors too. So they were particularly impressed with their half-back line and Kevin Marley in the middle of the field. Oisin Crawford nipped in with a couple of scores. And then you had Cormac Callaghan, who was given the task of marking Pather Morgan and did an admirable job despite Pather Morgan kicking 6 points, I think. But he stuck with them and did well. And, you know, when you look at St. Noel's, you have to, you know, their scores came predominantly of the 13 points. 11 of them came from Stephen Griffin, which were frees, and Pather Morgan, who had an excellent second half and really took the game to Glenswilly. But you just felt that Glenswilly had control the whole way through the game. And as I say, ran out deserving winners, 212 to 13 points.